Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our sermon text is our gospel lesson. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, 1,000 years, wrote the words of the hymn that we just sang. The sore abuse and scorn that paled our Lord's head with anguish. That began long before the physical abuse. It began with the actions of a friend, of one whom he loved, a companion with whom he had traveled many miles and shared many meals. Here was a wound that weighed down our Lord's sacred head and brought him sorrow and grief that compounded the weight of sin that he bore on the cross. Jesus sat at the table, and he said the words, "One of you will betray me." And they became sad, and they asked one another, "Is it I?" Each one approaching him, "Is it I, Lord?" We too need to ask the question, "Have I sold you out, Lord? Have I lived for this world and its pleasures rather than wanting you, spending time with you, being in your house, being fed with your word and your sacraments, living as if I mattered most and put you to the side? Is it I, Lord?" If you've spent a lot of time with people, the same people, day after day, maybe it was serving as the varsity football, spending time with these men that you become brothers with. Maybe it's people you see in a college classroom day after day studying for the same thing. You grow relationships with them. You become family. Jesus spent 3 years with these 12 men. And he knew the whole time that one of them would betray him. And he knew who that man was the entire time. But even with that, look at the anguish that he endures because of this man. Think about all that time you spent with that group of friends that became like brothers or sisters to you, and one of them stabbed you in the back. Almost literally, sold you out for money so that you could be put to death. Because that's exactly what Judas does. For 3 years, he follows Jesus, hearing his words, watching the miracles, observing all of these things. But his heart was hard. And that night, the devil entered him, and he sold Jesus out. Jesus makes it clear that the wound of betrayal is not inflicted upon him by those who are distant from him, but that pain comes from those who are nearest to him, from those whom he held in special love. He says to them, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me." This is the night in which he gives them his body and blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of all of their sins. Judas, the betrayer, had other things on his mind. Jesus loved this man who would go to part with him. Jesus loved this man who would despise him to the point of selling him out to death. Jesus loved him. He loves you. He loves me. Even when we turn our backs on him, even when we sell him out for a time of sleep, of making money, Jesus still loves us. He's still there for us. Oh, the betrayal and the horrible sin in Judas and the horrible sin in us. What on earth can justify handing over the creator of all to be put to death, who had shown only compassion and love for Judas, his disciples, and all he came in contact with? The agony that Judas lent him over to, being beaten, abused, crucified, and ultimately to his death. What madness is it that would lead the creature to betray his own creator? What folly to chase after a few bucks in this world, turning away from the gift of life that lasts forever. Jesus said, "The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Did Jesus ever utter more terrifying words? Jesus knew he had to be put to death. That was his whole reason for coming to this earth. He came to this earth to die for the sins of the entire world. Jesus knows this. He knows that Judas is the betrayer, but yet he still gives this warning. It would be better for this man that he had never been born at all. How little Judas understood the Son of Man whom he betrayed. For it was also for the sin of Judas, the sin of all of us Judases, that the Son of Man stretched his hands out on the wood and watched as nails pierced him, nailing him to a cross to die. That the Lord of life let grim death with cruel rigor rob him of his life so that sin and death would lose their claim over us forever. Jesus had to die so that you and I wouldn't eternally die. The very creator of us all and all of creation came down to earth, made himself like one of us, humbled himself, took on our very flesh, because he loves us so that we don't have to die eternally. Think about that. And think about the fact that Jesus even loved Judas, even died for the sin of Judas. But Judas would not see the benefit of that, for he would turn his cold heart away from God. He would lose his faith. He would betray him. The wounds of the crucified one, we discover this love that sets us free to love as he has loved us. You know what that means. Our Lord spoke often of taking up your own cross and following him. Do you see now what your cross is? It is betrayal. It is trial and tribulation. It is disease. It is cancerous. It is death. It is destruction. However, these things do not last forever. You will have agony, trial and tribulation in this life. The world is going to hate you because it first hated the one whom you follow. But never lose heart. Because if you survive this life in the faith, Jesus will give you the crown of life. Your reward is heaven, eternally, with your Creator. So even though there is trial and tribulation, even though we have disease, death faces us, your God is never going to leave you. He will never forsake you. He will not leave you here on your own to fend for yourselves, for he is with you each and every step of the way, because he loves you. We love because he first loved us. He gave himself up for you. Go and love others as he has loved you. Love God. Devote yourselves to him. Come each and every week to hear his word, to hear of his wonderful gifts that he bestows on you. And then go out into the world and share that love with your neighbor. No matter what it might cost you, share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because no matter what the cost is here, you have a crown of life waiting for you there. Love God. Love your neighbor. Forgive those who hurt you, as God has freely forgiven you for killing his son. And as often as the church celebrates the Eucharist, that is the very body and blood of Jesus given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins, she celebrates the love that is in her Savior, which is stronger than all of our betrayals, a love that he gives us freely in the body and blood that won forgiveness for all betrayers of this world, including you and me. Loved and forgiven, we are freed to love others and serve him. He may give us grace to do this risen Lord, to whom be glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. And so the church sings, "How pale thou art with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn. How doth thy face now languish, that once was bright as morn. Grim death with cruel rigor hath robbed thee of thy life. Thus thou hast lost thy vigor, thy strength in this sad strife. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.